Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Thursday, March 9th. What to know about a new kind of storm coming to parts of the country that already dealt with rounds of heavy snow. Also, what the Justice Department says needs to change at a big city police department and why. Plus, the reason California is cutting ties with Walgreens, what's behind an earlier and longer allergy season this year, and how ChatGPT did as a comedy writer. Those stories and much more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It could get really ugly. That's what the National Weather Service says about a new kind of storm coming to the same parts of California recently hit with back-to-back rounds of heavy snow. This time, it's a warmer, wetter storm headed for Northern California today, then Southern California tomorrow. The biggest threat with this one is flooding, since there's not only heavy rain in the forecast, but that rain is also likely to melt a lot of the snow still out there. So millions of people, including those who live in the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento, are under flood watches or warnings. Local officials are asking people to prepare by getting snow off their roofs, lining up sandbags, and stocking up. For the Big Sur community in Monterey County, officials went as far as to tell people to get enough essentials to last them for at least 2 weeks. And several counties have staff on hand to respond to any water rescues. They might have to stay ready for a while, too. Meteorologists say the next couple of weeks could bring repeating rounds of rain and snow to California, though the longer-range forecasts aren't quite as certain. An extensive federal investigation ended with a scathing review of one city's police force. The Department of Justice has been looking into police in Louisville, Kentucky for the last 2 years. The investigation started in response to the death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot by officers in her home. And now the DOJ says that shooting was part of a pattern. It pointed to examples of officers being unnecessarily violent, using racist rhetoric, and not properly investigating sexual and domestic violence. It also accused officers of conducting searches based on invalid warrants and illegally keeping protesters from rallying against police, and more. So the DOJ said the police department needs to take concrete steps to fix the longstanding problems. Both Louisville's police department and the city government said they will sign an agreement saying what steps they'll take towards reform, and a federal judge will oversee their progress. Louisville's new mayor apologized to the people who have been harmed by police in the past, and the police chief promised to make her department the, quote, most trusted, trained, and transparent in the U.S. By the way, the Justice Department says it will also start reviewing the Memphis Police Department. That investigation comes in response to officers seen on video beating Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later. The Memphis police chief and mayor actually requested this review, so they do plan to cooperate. Russia has reportedly launched missiles at cities across Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say the airstrikes targeted energy infrastructure and residential buildings have been hit, though the full impact isn't clear just yet. Russia has been hitting Ukraine with these massive missile attacks since last October, but this is the largest attack in 3 weeks. The airstrikes come as the ground fighting continues for the city of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine. Separately, there's the first significant lead about who may have blown up natural gas pipelines last year. We're talking about the Nord Stream pipelines, which link Russia to Western Europe. Well, the New York Times reports new intelligence that U.S. officials have reviewed suggests a pro-Ukrainian group carried out this attack. Now, to be clear, the Ukrainian government says it had nothing to do with it. The report points to a group that supports Ukraine. U.S. officials say there's nothing that shows Ukraine's government was involved, although they cannot be sure at this point. To be continued. Well, back in the U.S., a new panel of lawmakers is hoping to answer the question that's plagued health officials and intelligence leaders for the past 3 years. Where did COVID-19 come from? The special committee held its first hearing yesterday, just about a week after the Energy Department said the pandemic most likely came from a lab leak. At the hearing, former President Trump's CDC director agreed with that assessment. Dr. Robert Redfield said he always wanted to look into the lab leak theory, as well as the other common theory that the virus jumped from animals to humans. But he says he was sidelined from early scientific discussions. Later on, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was the top COVID official under both Trump and Biden, told Politico, quote, "No one excluded anyone." Either way, Dr. Redfield said he now wants the Biden administration to declassify intelligence related to the potential pandemic origin. It's not clear how much there is, though. Intelligence leaders testified yesterday in a separate hearing and said the U.S. has not been able to come to any solid conclusions because China has refused to cooperate with investigations. And as you know, that's where the pandemic started. One thing everyone who testified on Capitol Hill did agree on, that finding the origin of COVID-19 is important to protect the world from future pandemics. Well, the most powerful Republican in Washington is in the hospital. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's spokesperson told news outlets he tripped during a private dinner at a hotel last night. He's said to be getting treatment after the fall, though as of early this morning, there aren't any details about his condition. McConnell is 81 years old. He's the longest serving Senate leader in U.S. history. All right, we have more news for you still coming up. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Whether you want to totally refresh your wardrobe or just get a few fun new pieces for spring, you deserve the star treatment with your own personal stylist. Well, with Stitch Fix, you'll have access to real stylists who work with you to create or add to a wardrobe that is tailored just for you. All you have to do is answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range. And with your choices in mind and a wide range of sizes available from extra small to 3XL, they'll find your perfect fit. I love that it saves me time and energy. Instead of having to browse endless websites for one thing I like that's also in my size, Stitch Fix already knows my style and price and size preferences and can show or send me some great options. I also appreciate that I tend to find things I might not have initially picked out, but still end up loving. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering my listeners $20 off their first Fix at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. For the first time in more than 30 years, the U.S. Congress overruled the city of Washington, D.C. and blocked controversial new local crime laws. This whole thing has raised questions about D.C.'s autonomy. But the changes D.C. wanted to make to its criminal code have gotten nationwide attention, mostly because the changes would have reduced penalties for some violent crimes. Supporters who approved the changes in D.C. say the old way of doing things has done little to deter rising crime and that the old criminal code has disproportionately affected Black people. But in Congress, several lawmakers in both parties brought up concerns about violent crime rates and said now is not the time to be, quote, soft on crime. So they overwhelmingly blocked D.C. from going through any of the planned changes by passing a resolution. And now President Biden says he'll sign it. In response, D.C. council members and statehood activists marched to the Capitol in protest, saying they should be able to govern themselves. Congress is able to have oversight over D.C.'s laws because of a provision in the U.S. Constitution. Well, California is ending a multi-million dollar contract with Walgreens in protest of how the pharmacy chain is doing business in other states. It's all about a pill that can cause an abortion in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy if taken with another pill. Walgreens has faced some tough decisions about where to sell it, either in person or by mail. Depending on the state, there are a wide variety of abortion restrictions across the country now. Well, 20 Republican attorneys general wrote a letter saying the pharmacy chain could face legal consequences for selling the pill in their states. Though it is worth noting, not all of them have full abortion bans. Some have stricter rules in place than others. Walgreens responded to each attorney general, agreeing not to sell the abortion pill, but promised to keep selling it elsewhere. Well, California's governor was not happy about that, saying his state will not do business with, quote, any company that cowers to the extremists and puts women's lives at risk. Walgreens says it's disappointed and says it would be surprised if other retail pharmacies approach the situation differently, since they can only distribute drugs where it's legal and operationally feasible. The contract California is canceling lets the state get drugs for its correctional system, and it's worth $54 million. Well, this week, scientists announced a breakthrough that could mean longer-lasting batteries, more efficient power grids, and improved levitating high-speed trains. Researchers say they created a new so-called superconductor that can conduct electricity without any resistance or loss of energy. And it can operate at room temperature, meaning they don't need an expensive large cooling system. And this is something that could actually be commercially available. One of the scientists who worked on this research says because of this breakthrough, in the next 5 years, phones, laptops, and electric car batteries will need less electricity to run. And in the next decade, it could pave the way to cheaper, better machines for nuclear fusion. And in the medical field, smaller, more portable MRI machines, just to name a few examples. All of that said, the group behind this research has faced some scrutiny from other scientists. A study it published back in 2020 about a different superconductor was retracted by the scientific journal last year because other researchers were not able to replicate the results. And they questioned whether some of the data was really valid. But other past skeptics say they're open to reading this new research and replicating it, too. For the first time in more than 40 years, the stars of the long-running show MASH sat down to read a new script. But unlike the ones they read in the 70s and 80s, this one was written by ChatGPT. Alan Alda, who played the part of Hawkeye Pierce, decided to ask the AI chatbot to write a scene. Alda had to prompt it a bit, like he told ChatGPT to make it funny and to stop being sentimental since he didn't want to read a sappy story. Eventually, Alda and his former co-star, Mike Farrell, who played BJ Honeycutt in the show, recorded the final product for Alda's podcast. As for how it went, Alda said ChatGPT has a terrible sense of humor, but you could definitely tell the chatbot tried to add humor and character, and MASH fans might still like it. This is the first time the characters Hawkeye and BJ interacted since the 1983 series finale, which is still the most watched non-Super Bowl program ever broadcast on American TV. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Indeed. If you're a business owner who does not want to waste time, you'll love Indeed for hiring. With Indeed Instant Match, you can instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Yep, all the tools you need on the same platform to help you keep things efficient and easy and still effective. And by the way, according to U.S. Indeed data, candidates you invite to apply through Instant Match are 3 times more likely to apply to your job than candidates who only see it in search. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you cannot afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. So if you've noticed a little more sneezing, sniffling, coughing, or watery eyes lately, you're not alone. Many states have seen the earliest signs of spring in 40 years. And with that, pollen and mold allergies have also popped up weeks earlier than usual. It's because of the exceptionally warm February in the south and east. Warmer temperatures tend to bring higher pollen counts and longer, earlier pollen seasons. And a new report from the nonprofit Climate Central says that's what happened this year. The allergy seasons are only expected to keep getting longer, too, and it's an issue for a lot of Americans. The CDC says more than a quarter of all adults and a fifth of all children suffer from seasonal allergies in the U.S. If you are one of them, the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology recommends limiting outdoor time on days with high pollen counts and keeping windows closed as much as possible. Well, thank you so much for listening and joining us today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.